From the Long Beach Cruise Terminal, this is Cruise News Today, on location with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. It is downright cold out here. Two more Carnival ships returned to passenger cruising yesterday. Carnival Radiance set sail from Long Beach, California on Monday evening for a four-night Baja, Mexico cruise following her christening on Sunday evening. And over on the East Coast, where it's much warmer, Carnival Conquest set sail out of Miami on a four-night voyage. These restarts bring Carnival's total number of ships sailing up to 17. The line expects to have 19 ships back in service by the end of the year. And cruise ship visits are picking up again in the Caribbean country of St. Martin. The island welcomed over 75,000 cruise passengers in November and expects even more this month. The port originally expected around 100,000 cruise visitors from June to December, but has upped that projection to 200,000 based on the increased traffic. This past weekend, St. Martin had four cruise ship visits. And finally, a class action lawsuit against Carnival Corporation is now headed to trial after mediation proved unsuccessful. The lawsuit is due to how Carnival Corporation handled a COVID-19 outbreak on a Ruby Princess sailing originating over in Sydney, Australia in March of 2020. Now the lawsuit will proceed to trial in the federal courts of Australia, which is estimated to last approximately 4 weeks. The trial is set to begin on October 10th next year. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation 18.34, down 5%. Royal Caribbean down 4.4, 72.15. And Norwegian down 4.4 as well, 20.59. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Long Beach, California, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.